It's Palisade baseball coach Nate Porter on the team.
And Nate Porter brought to you by the Rick Nelson Agency and American Family Insurance. For a free comparison, call this team of licensed professionals at 970-241-0078. His team winning their regional championship and moving on to the state tournament. Nate Porter joins us. Nate, thanks for coming on this morning. Sorry about the confusion there. And congratulations after losing to Summit last year in the championship game. You guys are back into the state tournament after a really good couple of wins on Saturday at your ballpark.
Yep, thank you. It was a good redemption game for sure. I've been waiting about 12 months for that game, so I'm glad to come out with a W.
Well, against Niwot, able to pull away. You had that 7-run sixth inning to give you the 17-10 victory. So Niwot put up a battle against you guys, but like I said, you were able to come up with a big bottom half of that sixth to put yourself into the championship game.
Yeah, Niwot is certainly, in my estimation, not a late 20s, seed. We were watching them in BP a little bit, and they've got four or five guys that could really swing it, and they played pretty hard. And so that was our decision. We actually had a different starter than Easton going against Niwot, but then after watching Pueblo East play, we saw they didn't have a lot of power. They just put the bat on the ball every at bat. I mean, against Central, they just they put it in play, and so I knew we needed a guy that was just going to throw a lot of strikes and not let them on base, because they were a pretty quick team. They stole a few bags throughout the year, I think over 100 from what Kellerby said. And so, Niwot was not a walk in the park for sure.
Well, then you got to the championship game, though, against Pueblo East. You won it 4-3, and Asher Morby did a great job, picked up the win, five hits, struck out three, and then Easton Embry came on to get the save for you to put yourself back into the state baseball tournament after, of course, coming up short last year.
Yeah, Asher threw really well, and that was one of the reasons we went with him, is against Glenwood earlier this year, just a few weeks ago. He threw a lot of strikes, fastball, curveball, off speed. And so he had command against Glenwood, and then we had a little best two out of three at practice Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday in our pre-playoff week, and he threw a lot of strikes. So we felt good about him being able to throw to contact. He's got a little more velo than Garrett Draper, which Garrett was coming out of the pen if Asher, for whatever reason, didn't have his stuff, but didn't give us a chance to go to Garrett. So we went to Easton to close it out in the seventh, just like he did against, as we talked about last time, just like he did against whoever it was we played last year in the first game.
Oh, Central last year in the first game.
Oh, that's right. Yep, it was. That's right. So,
good
memory.
They run together. They run together sometimes.
They do. They do.
Nate Porter, Palisade Bulldogs baseball coach. So now you get Holy Family and to open up the state tournament. 18-5-1 record for them. They went 10-4 in their league. What are you hearing about Holy Family?
Well, we played them twice this year. We got beat pretty bad the first game, 9-3 or 9-4, and we didn't play real good baseball. Second game, you know, we scored a few runs in the seventh and tied them. First tie I've been a part of my entire baseball playing and coaching career. So you know, we know what they've got. They know what we've got. And really, I think it's going to boil down to who has improved on their kinks in the armor throughout the year, and I'm feeling very good about where our team's at physically and mentally.
Well, she played them back in March when you mentioned had that tie against them, which is just a little bit unconventional when it comes to baseball. They hit they have a .326 batting average. Like you said, you had a chance to see them before. What have you heard in terms of what maybe they have improved upon since they played you back in March?
You know, I haven't heard anything about improvement, but I just know that their pitchers throw strikes. They don't have extremely high velocity. I mean, I think both kids are in the low 80s, but they throw strikes. Their hitters compete at the plate. They don't make a lot of mistakes. Just the type of team you'd expect that's going to get to this, you know, point of the year and still be playing. So I know they like to run. They're pretty aggressive on the bases, and so we've got to do a good job of making sure our pitchers are holding runners on and that our infielders are doing a good job keeping them honest on the at the bag, so primarily at second base. So I think what I'm expecting from them is the same thing I saw, you know, in March, but a lot of it comes down to at this time of year with chemistry, who's playing their best baseball, and I'm really excited about our kids this year and how they're playing together.
Logan Seyfarth for them as their RBI leader on the season. Of course, that game is set for 9:30 on Friday, and we hope to bring that game right here on the Team Sports Network. So that'll be at UCCS, correct, or the Air Force Academy? I know I saw a couple different locations there.
We are lucky enough to get to play at Air Force Academy this year, hopefully three games. We played at UCCS last year, which is a great facility. Hajduk's got a good program and a good facility there, but that Air Force Academy, these kids, I don't know if they're going to realize how lucky they are to have played there until they get a little bit older. It's a pretty special place, and I'm excited to just be in the third base box there. So it's going to be fun. So we play at Air Force Academy 9:30 on Friday.
All right, very good.